This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel intensified its bombardment in and around Gaza's second largest city early Tuesday as ambulances and private cars came racing into a local hospital carrying people wounded in a bloody new phase of the war in Gaza. Under U.S. pressure to prevent further mass casualties, Israel says it's being more precise. New evidence collecting in Israel is painting a grim picture of sexualized assaults and violence by Hamas.
Israeli officials say there is evidence of widespread sexual crimes committed by Hamas during their attack. Victim testimony and evidence gathered by rights groups indicate that Hamas militants carried out widespread sexual and gender-based crimes during their October 7th attack in southern Israel. The reports are disturbingly graphic. Rights organizations say the sexual atrocities committed by Hamas were intended to be utilized as a psychological weapon. Israel's police say they are combing through 60,000 videos seized from Hamas to bring the perpetrators of the killings, abductions, and sexual violence to justice. Hamas has rejected Israel's allegations. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville says he's ending his blockade of most military promotions.
The Alabama Republican held up the nominations for months in protest of a Pentagon abortion policy and faced heavy criticism from colleagues. Now,
it's over.
But he's still blocking 11 of the highest-ranking officers.
To include those nominated for four-star.
Still, Brigadier General Pat Ryder says the Pentagon's encouraged by the news and will keep talking with Tuberville about lifting all the holds. Critics blasted Tuberville for hurting national security through leaving key positions unfilled and for blocking promotions of officers who